Okay, we're back with the Tip TV Finance Show and Tim Young, who's a day trader at Iondo, a legendary FTSE 100 trader. How are you today, Tim?
Very good, thanks, Zach. All the better for that introduction, I must say.
Well, you know, you've got to tell people how much you care, you know. But basically, the legend part comes from the way that the trend has been your friend and you've been riding the trend.
Pretty much, yeah. It has been, exactly, pretty much. You know, the overall trend has been up. It wasn't looking so good, about a month ago, but I still thought the trend was going to be up, and thankfully it has been. And, you know, pretty much any long trade I've done has worked out, thanks to being on the right side of the trend. So it's worked out pretty well.
Would you subscribe to the theory that, you know, the Brexit vote just shook out all the weak hands, and with nobody left to sell, everybody panicked out, there was only one way the market could go. So it's just literally a force of buyers versus sellers rather than any other factor.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I think there was a lot of fear ahead of Brexit. Anecdotally, I know several people that were selling in anticipation of it. And exactly as you say, once the decision had been made, there wasn't really much left to do but to get back into the market. And yeah, I think that's a pretty good summary of the situation.
Right. And the other point, I suppose, now, you know, we have the trend here. It's still, the FTSE is still looking strong ahead of the FOMC result this evening, but clearly you're a technical trader, things like that don't matter, perhaps they don't matter anyway actually, but as far as your strategy day to day is concerned, how are you playing it at the moment?
At the moment I'm waiting, I'm not actually in a trade as we speak, although I'm pretty close to pulling the trigger on a long trade at the moment. I'm waiting for a pullback in the FTSE. I think any minute now I'm going to be trying to scalp probably 10 points on the upside. That's pretty much my strategy at the moment, because we've got pretty static markets. As we were saying last week, we've just got this sideways, more or less tedium on the 4-hour chart. I'm waiting for a pullback to very short term oversold. And then I'm just looking to jump in and get about 10 points and try and repeat that process throughout the day, really.
So are you going to be trading 5-10 times a day? Is that your normal?
I don't normally trade that many times. It would be great. I mean, every now and then the market gives you a great day like that where you can just keep repeating the same trade and it just keeps doing the same setup time and time again. Sometimes it's as little as one or two times a day. Sometimes it's three or four. I just wait for the setup. But it does mean a lot of sitting around waiting for hours on end for a signal. But you have to be patient, really, and wait for the...
And is there any particular time of the day you trade? Or do you tend to trade more in the mornings and then leave it in the afternoon? Or how does that work? Because maybe people who want to get into this don't actually know how you structure your activities.
That's a very good question. I mean, I keep an eye on the markets from any time from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. is when I pull the trigger on a trade. Is any time after that or before that, the spread is so wide that it's just not really worth it. You know, but the spread seems to be reasonable rather, in those times. So I look for my kind of signal any time between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. Thanks to mobile technology, you don't always actually have to be on your actual physical computer screen these days. So you can keep an eye on it even when you're out of the house. Well, I do prefer to look at it on the actual main screen.
Okay, well, so, I mean, I think we've got a couple of charts to look at here. This is the 4-hourly chart, which I know is a favourite of yours. What is this telling us, apart from the fact that we've gone sideways few days?
Pretty much that is all it's telling us. I mean, I really showed this chart just to show how amazingly sideways and non-committal the market's been for so long, and it's still kind of in that range. I mean, as we speak, it's a little bit higher. It's about 6750 as we speak, but that's really not telling us a lot. Although I would say, if based on that, probably the RSI looks like it wants to go up, but as you can see from there, it's just been trending along in the middle about 50 for just weeks. So I'm sure it can't stay in this narrow range forever. It's got to break out one way or the other. And I'm going to say I think it's going to break to the upside. That seems to have been the way to play it recently. And I think that's the way it's going to go probably after the FOMC meeting.
Okay, well, let's see if we've got another chart there.
I'm afraid the other one is the the monthly chart, which I've been showing every time we've spoken. I like to just keep coming back to that because, I mean, that's looking even more bullish than it was last time I sent it to you, because that's, you know, up at about 6,750 now. It just looks almost, there are no guarantees, but it just looks so much like it wants to go back over that 7,000, probably to new highs, because, you know, the Wall Street's back over new highs, and I'm sure it's only a matter of time until the FTSE joins it, probably by the end of this year. So that's really just to get an idea of the overall trends that I'm looking at, which is why I don't want to be taking short trades at the moment, because I just think it's easier to be on the right side of the trend.
Right, and the candles seem to be in order with that, with the long tails below 6,000 and then breaking through 6,500 so easily.
Exactly, and you've got higher highs on the, you know, you've got those two tails of the candle, the second one's higher than the first, so it just looks like a sort of bit like an elastic band that wants to go higher. That's the way I'd sort of read that, and you've got the stochastic bending up and the RSI looking still like it's got room to go higher because we had that multi-month correction. That's unwound any overbought that there was, so it just looks like there's a lot of room to go higher on that chart to me.
Right, and that is all you really need. Is that what you would say? I mean, you just have that as your backbone of your strategy?
Pretty much, yeah, just to get the overall picture. It kind of gives you that confidence when you look at it gives me that confidence when you look at the big picture to think, well, that's the monthly chart. That's like the overall, if it's like a map, this is where you are in the overall scheme of things. And then within that, you know, I just wait for very short-term pullbacks and try and just, get on that side of the trend and just repeat the process as many times as I can throughout the day.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see how that maps out for the last couple of days of July, just to finish off that July candle and whether there's a flourish to the upside or not.
Yes, I mean, that would be very encouraging if there was. I'm expecting there will be. I'm hoping this week that we're going to see 6,800 at some point on the FTSE. Obviously, there's no guarantees, but I wouldn't be at all surprised to see that this week, possibly after the FOMC.
I've been looking for 6,820 myself, so we'll see if we can get that by the end of the month. I think that would be quite a result for TA traders and chartists everywhere, that the market actually does what you want it to do or what you would like it to do. But on that note, Tim Young, day trader at Iondo, thank you very much for coming in today, or not coming in today, speaking with us today, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break.